Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Sleepy Hollow Country Club in Briarcliff, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, we are here today for a wonderful event. Wow, at the most beautiful place, honestly. This is the 25th Kips Bay Golf Classic, and it's for a very special cause, the Boys and Girls Club of Kips Bay, which is actually in the Bronx, New York. My guest is Dan Quintero. He is the executive director of the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Laura. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
It's a beautiful, we had a tornado right before
tornado
we started.
Tornado warnings came over, but I think everyone's safe. Everyone
Absolutely.
Is having some libations. And getting along and waiting to eat dinner. So I think
yes,
we all feel good.
Absolutely perfect. This is the most glorious setting in the world, looking over the Hudson River. But the reason for this is something very special. Tell us about the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club, which is no longer in Kips Bay, correct?
That is correct.
We
have a little thunder in the background for some noise effects. But yeah, the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club is presently in the Bronx, but we're a 103-year-old organization.
Yes.
Originally, it was birthed in the Kips Bay section of Manhattan.
Correct.
And in 1969, we moved up to the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we became the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club in the Bronx. We were serving just boys. And in 1988, we started serving young ladies.
The year my daughter was born, so it makes sense.
Yes, there you go.
Absolutely. Yes, I know a lot of the Boys and Girls Clubs originally started out as boys
that's
clubs.
Correct.
And that's just the way it was, but not anymore. So it's Boys and Girls Clubs. So do tell us, as the executive director, you must have a lot of special programs. First of all, who are you serving? So you're in the Bronx. Who's coming to the club?
So we have 9 locations in the Bronx. We serve over 10,000 children.
Wow.
That are registered members. Fortunately, they don't all show up on the same day. But on a daily basis, we probably get about 20 to 25% of our membership show up at our 9 locations. A youngster comes in, they get homework help, there's tutoring, there's physical education and empowerment programs, there's anti-drug programs. We also employ youngsters. Last summer, we employed 1,200 youngsters. And these are youngsters for 1,200 Bronx youngsters. And for a lot of these youngsters, this is their first job. Experience.
Absolutely. How old do they have to be to start the actual job?
Well, the actual job is 14 years of age to 24 years of age, but you become a Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club member at the age of 6.
Okay.
And you can stay with us, obviously, till 24. So we are very proactive in the needs of our children in the Bronx. The bottom line is that we have to prepare our children for the complex society that awaits them, right?
Absolutely.
So we give them exposure and we give them opportunities. And the more we do that, the more choices they're going to have as they grow older.
Absolutely.
And the ultimate goal is that they become positive contributors to society.
Right.
And that's what's been happening for 103 years now.
103. And wait, how many members again? Tell me one more time.
Over 10,000 children are served in the Bronx by the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club at 9 locations.
At 9. And so what time are the doors opened for the kids?
We open our doors at 2:20 every day, and we close them at 9 p.m. And on Saturdays, 11 to 5. And Sundays, there's special programs. So we're basically open 7 days a week.
So 9 p.m. So you're seeing some kids in there way after hours. Is this because parents are working, or maybe they just have infrastructure at home that's not quite
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question, Laura. If you're 6 to 10 years of age, you have to leave the club by 6:30. And then 6:30 to 9 o'clock is usually the older teenagers. But we do have some middle school kids that will be with us from 3 o'clock to 9 p.m. We become their surrogate, you know, dads, surrogate moms. And, you know, I mean, I grew up at the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club myself. I'm not only the executive director, but I actually I'm a product of the club. And both my parents worked. And they worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were not for the club, I would have been what, at that time, they were calling a latchkey youngster.
Yes.
So I wasn't able to, thank God I wasn't a latchkey youngster, because I was able to go to the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club, which was basically a block and a half away from where
right.
I grew up.
And do kids or their parents have to pay any fee to join the club, or is it all member supported in terms of people who donate?
It's a $10 fee, and that gives you an annual membership, and that entitles you to aquatics programs, swimming lessons, karate sessions, baseball leagues, educational development like homework help and tutoring and projects that you may be working on. There's always either teachers or paraprofessionals from the educational system that are on our staff that help our children with educational projects. And also the whole career awareness, big thing we're doing now is college readiness.
Yes.
And not really from the academic standpoint, more from the socialization standpoint. You think about a youngster that is first-generation youngster that goes to college. Mm-hmm. They don't have the model of a parent that can tell them, you know, when I went to college, I did this, or I did that, or you
right.
do this. So we have to basically educate them on those socialization issues as you got to do your laundry every week, right? You have to plan ahead, and mm-hmm. you have to study. You have to carve out time to study, and then you also carve out time for socialization, too, for maybe even a little party. But we try to prepare them for that college experience. So that, aside from academia, we feel is very important.
Absolutely. Now, what about the emotional, spiritual, mental? Like, do you have other types of support systems for these kids? Do they need someone to talk to, all these thousands of kids?
It's funny because the national organization of Boys and Girls Clubs has conducted a survey, and they asked many alumni, what do they remember most about their Boys and Girls Club experience? And when you look at some of these clubs, they're amazing. They have all these different resources. But what 92% of them said was that they remember that one staff member that constantly took the time to ask them how they were doing.
Aww.
What are you doing? Did you do your homework? How was school today? Take your hat off. Behave
some
properly.
Accountability,
a little discipline, someone that shows caring. You know, 60% of the youngsters we serve come from single-parent homes.
Yes.
So they may not necessarily get that in the home,
yes.
but when they come in through our Boys and Girls Club doors, they know that someone is going to keep them accountable in a very loving way.
That's
so 92% of our alumni said they remember that the staff was the most valuable resource
Isn't
in their
something?
Life. So I think I answered your question.
Yes, you did.
But we're so proud of the fact that, yes, we have pools and we have an air-supported dome. We have the Bronx's only ice rink. We have an ice rink right at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
But that's not our most valuable resource. Our most valuable resource is our staff.
Yes.
And our highly trained staff that really nurture and care for our children.
Now, is the Boys and Girls Club, like you said, across America, what is the underlying culture philosophy of the Boys and Girls Club? Is there a religious component or is it ethics or building character?
Right. It's character development and leadership development. It's non-sectarian. You can be any religion.
Right.
You can join the club. You can live anywhere and be a member of the club.
Uh-huh.
So there's no proof of good religion or even good character. We take youngsters in who have some issues with character, and our job is to straighten them out. And we've been fortunate that we've had some great people come through our doors and really done well for themselves. Some of our more prominent alumni are Jennifer Lopez,
mm-hmm.
Kerry Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We have an amazing performing arts program, and these youngsters have come through our program and really done well for themselves.
Yes.
But we've had a lot of other individuals go on to singing careers and acting careers. But we are just as proud of the youngsters that go on to be doctors, lawyers, carpenters,
Absolutely.
Plumbers. Because, again, it's about being a positive contributor to society.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just wonderful. And it really, with all the negativity and all the bad news that we get on a daily basis, to know that there's this bright spot, and not only in the middle of the Bronx and in the world, but in some child's life.
Absolutely.
They know that they're going to have some type of structure that involves, like you said, care, and teaching and learning and opportunities that they wouldn't normally get. just beautiful.
We've learned a long time ago that consistency is very important with the children we serve. And when they not only see consistent programming, but a consistent face there to greet them on a daily basis, that's amazingly valuable. And they respond to that. And when you look at our buildings, they're in tremendous shape. There's no graffiti. The youngsters really take care because there's an ownership piece. And the concept behind charging a $10 fee every year, that doesn't. I mean, we have a $9 million operating budget. That doesn't do much as it relates to our operating budget.
It's just a
what
sense
it does
of ownership.
Is their ownership. It's buy-in, and they invest. And it's kind of their country club, right?
Oh,
so they take care of it.
Yes.
So it's a tremendous concept, and it works.
What an incredible thing. Well, we're so happy for you. And tonight's your big event that goes. Is this one of the biggest that you have during the year?
Well, this is one of our larger special events. It's our golf tournament, and we have about 100 guests here tonight, and we'll probably raise about $100,000 here tonight to support 10,000 children in the Bronx.
That is just amazing.
This is one of 8 special events we do a year. Our largest special event is actually the Kips Bay Show House, which is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Yes, I've heard of that.
And it raises over $1 million for youngsters. And basically, it's a design museum that's created, and the general public comes in, pays a fee to get in, and we raise over $1 million. So it's a lot of work to really keep our operation moving smoothly and operating at an efficient level. But this is what it's all about. And the individuals that are in this room tonight make it happen for us.
Beautiful stuff. And they've got, it looks like a fearless leader in you.
Thank you so much.
Dan Quintero, really wonderful to meet you. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Yes. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for all you do for the children, because it takes a village, and it's everybody.
Absolutely.
They're everybody's children.
Without a doubt.
The work you're doing, it affects everybody's lives.
Without a doubt.
And it's just important. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It really is an honor to be here tonight at Sleepy Hollow Country Club for the 25th golf classic here for the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. And it's just beautiful to be here. Beautiful surroundings, beautiful people, lots of great prizes in the silent auction, and beautiful food. It's a fantastic night all around. We're grateful to be here, and I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Sleepy Hollow Country Club in Briarcliff Manor, New York. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Tonight is a very special occasion here at this beautiful country club, Sleepy Hollow. We have what is a great charity event for an incredible organization that has been around over 100 years, the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club, which is no longer in Kips Bay, it's in the Bronx, and serving literally thousands of children around the Bronx per day. It's an incredible place, and lucky to talk to all different people who are part of the success of the charity tonight, where they're going to raise over $100,000 for the Boys and Girls Club. So, Troy O'Sullivan, he's an account director for Octagon Marketing, and he manages Lexus Champions for Charity.
That's right.
I saw this most beautiful brown Lexus. I think Lexus is the only one with a brown car like that, are they?
They might be.
They might be. It's such a beautiful car. Anyway, is that really going to somebody today if they get a hole-in-one? Did anyone get it?
It would have. Unfortunately, nobody made the shot, but obviously it's a great opportunity. And the main reason we're here is obviously the Champions for Charity program. Ray Katina Alexis in Larchmont has supported the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club for 15-plus years. This event helping raise money for a very worthy cause.
Yes.
We are just happy to be part of the event.
I'm from Larchmont, so I'm grateful to know that they're part of this. So when cars get involved, I didn't realize that.
Sure.
Dealerships really, truly get involved with trying to do things for the community.
Yeah, this is a program that we've managed for Lexus for the past 30 years.
So 30
each,
years.
You know, each dealership supports a charity event in their area. Well, we do the hole-in-one car for the day of the event, a donation, the charity, and then our event culminates with a three-day event at Pebble Beach Resorts in December. And that package is being auctioned off tonight to the highest bidder, and every dollar from that auction goes to the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club.
So. That's incredible. Has anyone in the 30 years ever won the car?
We have. Not at this event, but we've already given away two cars so far this year. We generally give one or two cars away a year. We do 150 plus events throughout the year, throughout the country. So this program is a national program for Lexus,
that's
obviously.
Incredible.
Ray Katina Lexus and Larchmont is sponsoring this event, but all the dealerships throughout the country can do an event in this program.
Yeah. That's amazing. So you have given away the car before.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
It is.
Exciting stuff. Well, there was a tornado out here today right before we started. Did it make everyone come off the golf course early?
We got the warning, but got sprinkled on for a little bit, but didn't get pulled off the golf course. No thunder or lightning, although it does look pretty bad out right now. We got it in just in time.
Wonderful. Well, it's an incredible thing you all do, and I know, and Octagon Marketing does this type of thing. What else do you do?
We do. We're the agency of record for companies like MasterCard, obviously Lexus, Bank of America. We do all of the sports marketing for those companies, whether it be Major League Baseball, PGA Tour sponsorship, a program like this. Work with charities like Autism Speaks and all the different charities we work with through Lexus. But our company is a sports marketing event management and agency. We have offices throughout the country. My office is based here in Stamford, Connecticut. But we do events all throughout the country, and clients are all throughout the country, you know, at events like the Super Bowl, the Masters, you name it, we're basically doing
exciting
work for our
stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, not a bad way to make a living.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Wonderful. Troy, thank you so much. And really, we appreciate you being here on behalf of trying to really get a lot of money made for this incredible club.
It's a worthy cause, and we're happy to be part of it. And we've been part of it for the past 15 years, and hopefully in the future as well.
Well, thank Lexus for us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. And once again, from Sleepy Hollow Country Club for the 25th annual Golf Classic for the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. What an amazing organization. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Sleepy Hollow Country Club in Briarcliff Manor, New York. We are being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. And speaking of golf, we have an amazing event going on today for an incredible I was going to say institution. It is an institution after functioning for over 100 years. The Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club in the Bronx. It's the 25th annual golf outing here today. And my guest is Scott Gress, and you have so many different titles and so many things that you do. I will let you explain it instead of letting me trying to decipher all of it.
Well, thanks a lot.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to be here. I am a member of the Board of Trustees of the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club and have been for probably over 20 years.
Wow.
I started with Kips Bay when I was right out of college. I moved to New York City, and a friend of mine said to me, "Do you want to go to a party? There was a black tie fundraiser." And I said, "Sure, I've got a tuxedo. I'll go anywhere." And she invited me to this party, and we went, and there was a band, and it was in the ground floor of the GM building before FAO Schwarz was in there and all that, and we had a great party, and we danced, and we drank, and it was a terrific time. And about 6 months later, she came to me, and she said, "Do you want to go to a meeting for that organization that held that party?" And I said, "Sure, I'll go." And so I went to the meeting, and the executive director at the time came to the meeting, and he said, and I'm going to make this up a little bit, and he said, "We raised $7,600 at the party, and we used some of it to send this young lady to Exeter for a summer program, the great prep school up in New England."
Yes.
"And based on her performance, they accepted her for a full-time scholarship." And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I went to a party, I had a great time, and I changed a life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hooked. And so I joined the junior committee, and after a few years, I ran the junior committee for a couple of years, and after a number of years, as I aged out, they asked me to be on the board, and I've been on the board ever since. And one of the things that we started doing 25 years ago today, or at this time anyway, was we started to have a golf tournament. It was okay. A great way to raise money, and this is our 25th annual golf tournament. I think I've chaired all 25 of them, which tells you that no one else is willing to step up. And we have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars over the time, and it's an amazing event. Sleepy Hollow has been a terrific host. We've hosted it at Wingfoot and Quaker Ridge and Piping Rock and The Creek and a number of great clubs.
Sure.
And we're just happy to have everybody here. Everybody's always so generous. It's a great golf course and a great day.
It's a beautiful club. Albeit a few tornadoes, but, you know, it makes it for a dramatic right. backdrop, right?
Well, certainly our first tornado experience. we've had some drops of rain, but never anything like this.
Nothing can keep
But it didn't rain while we were playing golf, and the golf course was in great shape. And, I mean, we had a little bit of drizzle for a while, but we had no really bad weather. Everybody got all 18 holes in. And it was a terrific, terrific event.
That's wonderful. And I see some amazing silent auction items up there, up for grabs. And I'm sure they bring in a lot of money for the night as well.
Well, gosh, we hope so. There's a lot of silent auction items. There's a number of live auction items, trips, a lot of sports memorabilia, signed jerseys from Saquon Barkley for the new New York Giant. And there's stuff from Aaron Judge. And it's all great, and it gives people an opportunity to, you know, have a reason to be generous.
Absolutely. And the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. So is that the party that you initially went to was a fundraiser for the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club?
It was the Junior Committee's fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. And Kips Bay's been in existence, as you mentioned, for 100 years. And we are in the Bronx now. We are in, I think, 7 or 8 locations. We serve
nine
locations, sorry. Mm-hmm. We serve, and those include our two clubhouses that we own,
yes.
A number of homeless shelters, a number of schools, things like that. And we serve over 10,000 kids now.
It's just
day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It really, I mean, it's such an eye-opener on the amount of people whose lives you actually make a difference in. These are kids. Some of them, they age out at 24 out of the program. Is that right? Something like that?
Yeah, something like in their 20s. They come in when they're little
Six.
Kids,
yeah.
And they do their homework, and they learn, and they learn to swim, which we know is so really important for young kids, and they get help in all kinds of things. And then, of course, there's great sports programs. We have one of the best performing arts programs in all of New York City. We have graduates like Jennifer Lopez, Kerry Washington. I mean, it's really outstanding, some of the kids that come out of our program.
Just amazing. It really is. These are the kinds of organizations that really, truly make a difference in the world and make the difference for thousands and thousands of children for the rest of their lives. I've spoken to people who've graduated out of the Boys and Girls Clubs, and they say that it was their mainstay in their life, and it truly was the guiding light for them to become who they became.
Well, I think it is. There are so many of these kids that come from broken homes or single-parent homes that have nowhere to go after school that's safe, that they know when they come to one of our clubs that they're going to be safe, they're going to be loved, they're going to get, most of the time they're going to get a hot meal, they're going to, so after being fed, they'll do their homework, and it just gives them a place to feel comfortable.
Yes, it's, and wanted.
And wanted.
And wanted.
Absolutely.
Incredible stuff. Scott Gress, thank you. I just like to say thank you to people who shine so much light in the world and really, really care and show up.
Well,
and
thanks.
You're obviously one of those for 20 years now doing this, and you've made such a big difference as a board member, both for the Golf Classic and then also just for the club itself. So thank you. It's a real honor meeting you.
Well, thanks for having me.
And talking to you today. Thank
you so much.
Appreciate
you guys being here and helping out.
Yes. Stay dry.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Thanks.
It's been a wonderful evening and continues to be at the beautiful, beautiful Sleepy Hollow Country Club here in Briarcliff Manor, New York. And as we are celebrating the 25th annual golf outing for the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club in the Bronx. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Sleepy Hollow Country Club in Briarcliff Manor, New York. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Here we are today for the 25th annual golf outing for the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. It's located in the Bronx. The Boys and Girls Club has been around for over 100 years, and there are over 10,000 children, apparently, that benefit per year to the Boys and Girls Club, just the specifically the Kips Bay branch, which is in the Bronx. So I'm really happy and grateful to welcome to the program Sinclair Hollingsworth. He's a Deputy Director of Operations at Kips Bay. And thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So Deputy Director of Operations, there's a lot to operate. You guys have a big buildings, many, many children, lots going on.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot going on. As a Deputy Director, I supervise our 5 DYCD contracts. DYCD is one of the city agencies that funds after-school programs. So it's actually the Division of Youth and Community Development. So on top of those 5 programs, I also supervise 2 of our flagship locations.
Yes.
We have the Kudere Clubhouse, which is one of our newest locations that I believe opened in around 2008. It's located on 1835 University Avenue.
Okay.
And then I'm also in charge of the Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club Community Center in Throgs Neck Houses. So we have a couple sites that are actually right inside one of the housing developments of New York City. So Throgs Neck and Kudere is one of my sites, the 2 sites that I supervise. And again, also I'm in charge of the 5 DYCD contracts that Kips Bay has.
It's wonderful. Do you feel like you are a part of something very special that goes on a daily basis? You see these kids who have a place to go. It's almost like a home away from home in many aspects from what I'm hearing about this. You must really feel satisfied to know that so much is going to help these kids.
Well, me personally, I grew up a block away from Kips Bay. My father's a retired cop. My mother's a retired nurse. And I actually was a part of Kibbs Bay Boys and Girls Club. And one of the reasons why Kibbs Bay has always been important to me is the fact that the way that I was raised, my house was a community center in terms of my friends, my family. It was always about bringing people together. So to come from a home that was raised that way,
yes,
to go to a clubhouse that was raised that way, it was almost full circle, without a doubt, to be able to give back to these kids in the community that I came from as well.
Yes, that's incredible. So you grew up in the Bronx then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so because I know Kipps Bay, I think Manhattan, Kipps Bay, but no, it's in the Bronx. But there you had the situation. Now, how old were you when you were first going to the club?
Well, I started going to Kibbs Bay, I would say, around 8-9 years old. I'm 6 of 7. I have 4 older sisters, a younger brother and an older brother. So that was kind of what we had to do, you know, after school, get involved, do things, you know, socially, be around different kids, be exposed to different things that, you know, you won't necessarily get at home, you know, whether right now, the biggest thing with Boys and Girls Club, or the biggest thing is with after school, is about STEM, science, technology, engineering,
yes,
and math.
Not just, you know, watching TV for hours until mom and dad get home. That is just incredible. So you've got STEM, and I've heard you have different performing arts programs.
Absolutely.
And homework guidance, and just emotional support, it sounds like, as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we're there for. You know, we want to be a home away from home. We want to have that connection with parents. Because, you know, as a parent myself, you want to make sure your kids are in good hands at all times. So being involved, we do parent engagement, orientation. You know, we invite them for Thanksgiving, Christmas celebrations to really make sure that they are part of what's going on in their children's lives.
That is absolutely wonderful and amazing. Is there anything with the golf classic tonight that you're contributing in any way to this? Did you play golf today?
No, I didn't. I had to work. I didn't get to... I didn't get to partake in golf this year, but, you know, this event is always, for me, it's always about the kids. So, you know, everybody here, regardless if they're playing golf or not, you know, just involved with the fundraising aspect of it, at the end of the day, it's about providing, providing for these children.
Absolutely.
You know, and giving them the opportunity to be exposed to some of these things. So part of this golf, I'm just happy to be here. I'm excited to see the people that are here, the auctions and all that stuff. I think this is a great opportunity, you know, to raise for the kids.
Absolutely.
That we serve.
I feel like I've gotten a great education tonight on what could be one of the finest and most wonderful organizations for kids. Because if you raise a child right and in the right environment, you're changing the world. And I think Kipps Bay just sounds like really the ultimate.
Absolutely.
The ultimate for children, yeah, yeah, and for parents to know that they have this a beautiful place for their children to be.
Absolutely. And if it wasn't for Kibbs Bay or organizations like that, I couldn't be here. You know, I received over $10,000 in stipends from AmeriCorps, from doing community service and giving back. So for me, it's about paying it forward, finding the next kid to become me. You know, or to become Dan, or to become one of these young people that can make an impact on, you know, the world.
Definitely.
And the community.
And the confidence and the opportunities that it provides. Beautiful stuff. Sinclair Hollingsworth, thank you so much.
No
on
problem.
Behalf of
thank
all of us
for
what
me.
You do for the kids.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yes, thanks for being with us on Westchester
Talk
Radio.
I appreciate you for having me.
Go enjoy. It's dessert time.
Yes, yes.
All right. Wonderful to be here once again at the Kipps Bay 25th Annual Golf Outing for the Boys and Girls Club. And it's a fantastic event here at Sleepy Hollow Country Club. Absolutely beautiful here, overlooking the Hudson River, and raising money to really create programs and a lifetime of experience for these children. I'm Laura Smith, and today we've been brought to you by Shark Creative and our great friend Matt Kyan, who has been engineering tonight with the tornadoes outside, and Jim Clefield also on social media, and Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Creative, and Westchester Talk Radio. We're always happy to be here bringing great information and beautiful people to you. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative. Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.